All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman joining us right now, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, good morning.
Yeah, you could say that, except for the wind and the 40-degree temperature and the fact that I'm covering a 5-18. But everything else is fine. Good morning, fellas.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you didn't bitch to start off. That's
well,
good.
Listen, yeah, there's been a lot of bitching around here, starting with that music, whatever that was coming into you. That sounded like you just lost three home games with whatever he decided to come in with. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to start with this one real quickly. D-Wade, 7 games. 2 weeks off with the wife and his new little girl. Did that surprise, not saying right or wrong, but did that surprise the organization a little bit that he was going to take off that long or not really?
Well, this is the question I was trying to ask as tactfully as possible when I asked Eric Spoelstra before last game if they knew this was coming. Eric Spoelstra said that there were people, including himself in the organization, who knew that Dwayne was expecting the child, so they knew there could be some missed time to some degree. My question has been this, and again, you know, I'm not going to talk about paternity leave or go into that personally. The Heat are only carrying 14 players instead of 15 players. You can carry up to 15. It's like the NFL or any roster going one shy of the maximum. But they're also without Dion Waiters. So in other words, if they knew that Dwayne would possibly need paternity leave, no matter how long, Joe, no matter 1, 2, 3 games or like you said, 5, 6, 7 games, they knew that they were shorthanded anyway. So my question was, if you knew you were in this situation, you knew sometime early in the year, whether his daughter was premature or not, or this happened later, why not have extra bodies just in case? Because they played at least 3 times during this span with only one available reserve guard, Tyler Johnson, because of Goran Dragic's injury, because of Dion Waiters being out. That's my question, organizationally also, that they knew that Dwayne might be leaving. They knew that Dion was out. They left themselves short. And you know what? It has made a difference. They've had a very tight roster. Eric quipped in one day that, you know, we can't even practice tomorrow without anybody short. To me, that's the bigger question, that if the organization knew that their margin was going to be so thin anyway and they go in short of bodies anyway, that's sort of what has struck me more than anything of this. And the fact is, Joe, I don't think they ever thought that they would be counting on Dwayne Wade this much. They thought Dwayne would come back. They'd use him a little. They'd be in good shape. But
I agree.
Saw it, Joe. He's been their closer in just about every game he's been here. So I think that was sort of not anticipated as much as this amount of missed time as well.
And just a follow-up to that, I was surprised. I guess after the game, I don't know if it was before or after, the players were talking about how much they miss his leadership and having that guy in the huddle. And I was like, I never thought, I'm like everybody else, D-Wade was just going to come in for the out-the-door tour. I have been surprised how much they missed him. Listen to those players.
That's not healthy. Now, there's another factor in play also. This team has, and I wrote this story at the start of the season, sunsentinel.com, is they didn't name Dwayne a captain. They had 3 captains already in place. But let's look at who those 3 captains are. One is Udonis Haslem. God bless him, but he never, ever plays. Another captain, James Johnson, he's not back yet. He's not on the court. Another captain, Goran Dragic, he's missed 3 of the last 4 games. So all of a sudden, this sort of mix of old and young type of team they have has only been young. And, Joe, you've seen it the last 3 games. They have been in very good position to close out games against Indiana, against Washington, and then in Monday night's game. And instead, the result is you see a team at the end absolutely scrambling because they don't have that kind of leadership. Yes, it speaks to who also is on the roster, but it speaks to the injuries as well also. That's been a real problem. That veteran closing type of player with Goran Dragic's injury, you take him out of the equation, you wind up like you did at the close of the game against Philadelphia, against Washington, and against Indiana.
Ira, Hassan Whiteside having a pretty good month of November right now. 15 points a game, almost 15 rebounds, almost 4 blocks a game. But he's getting into a little bit more foul trouble lately. Last couple of games, that's not something that the Heat are worried about, are they? Because last year he got into a lot of it, right?
You know, I think they're not worried from the standpoint that they also have Bam Adebayo, they also have Kelly Olynyk. But I think Hassan has really distanced himself this season the way he's played. In other words, at the end of last year when he played 10 minutes in the final game of the season in the playoffs, against Philly, it was like, okay, Hassan has foul trouble, whatever. Roll out Kelly, roll out Bam. It's sort of three of the same. It wasn't which of these things is different and not like the others. This season it has been. And you know what? I put some of that on Hassan for the reach in fouls that he's getting also. He can't afford those. Again, if you want to be a big man, you want to stay on the floor in today's NBA, you have to be a little bit smarter how you play also. Look, I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to be aggressive. But you know what? When it comes to defense, Hassan gets his defense through his block shots, not through steals. He doesn't need to be playing the floor game sort of the way he's playing. That's something he has to learn. Joel Embiid didn't get his first foul until the fourth quarter of that game, I believe, maybe late in the third. Hassan has to move in that direction. You can never complain about playing time and then wind up taking yourself out of the game like he did when he limited his minutes to just over 20 because of those fouls on Monday.
That game was fun to watch in the first quarter, the two of them going back and forth. That was until, like you said, Hassan got in foul trouble.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about another move that was made in the East.
Sure.
Butler going to Philadelphia since you just played him. How's this going to play out? What do you think?
You know, when you add good players, you always get better. So is Philly better today than they were yesterday? And for two reasons. Number one, obviously Jimmy Butler's an all-star talent, but we also saw the Markelle Fultz experiment. We all thought, okay, Philly's going to have this young big three. They're going to have Ben Simmons. They're going to have Joel Embiid. They're going to have Markelle Fultz. I know, I think Zach was talking about it yesterday, and he put it on your Twitter page, Markelle Fultz's free throw attempt.
Oh, my God.
You know, look, I heard you, Joe, talking about it also. You talk about the yips.
Oh.
I mean, in putting and in golf and in other sports, and Steve Sachs, like you mentioned, not being able to make that throw from second base, or Mackie Sasser as the catcher. It's remarkable. It's like he sees the rim, his brain knows what to do, but his arm doesn't know what to do. He literally shot a free throw where he tried to catch the ball and shoot it again all in one motion. This kid is lost. Now, maybe he gets it back. I really haven't seen a lot of players with the yips who have gotten it back. Usually they just wind up disappearing from the scene, so that's what Jimmy does. He gives them their extra guy. They will need shooting. They will make a trade to get shooting. Everyone is pointing at Kyle Korver. That makes sense. I would keep an eye also on Philadelphia native Wayne Ellington. He is the player who has the heat over the tax right now. If they move his contract December 15th, the earliest they can do it, and he approves because he can block a trade, that would help get them out of the tax also. That's the next step. If Philly gets shooting, watch out. If Philly doesn't have shooting, you're going to see more of what you saw on Monday, teams going to zone defense.
Ira, Carmelo, Heat uniform, Laker uniform. One of those going to happen?
I caught that yesterday on the show. It was like your morning nausea. Joe wanted nothing to do with that. Again, if the trade I just said, if the Heat wind up moving Wayne Ellington to get out of the tax, then I could see that. You need shooting. That's the one thing Carmelo could do. You know, if you sign Carmelo right now and you're the Heat, I think most people would say you're just trying to sell more tickets, that you got Dwayne Wade, you got jerseys, now you got Melo and the former New Yorkers, and maybe there's an attachment there, even though that didn't go well. But again, the problem is this. Whose minutes does he take? Does he take $19 million Tyler Johnson's minutes? Does he take Wayne Ellington's minutes? Does he take Dwayne Wade's minutes? They have so many equal players that unless you can tell me that Carmelo Anthony is demonstrably better than someone who's on this roster, it doesn't make sense. But sometimes moves don't make sense in this league also. I got to tell you guys, I'm not sure he's going to find a landing spot. I think what's going to happen with every team is this. Look, you're not starting. I know that was a big deal and you forced your way out of Oklahoma City, but I think most teams' guys are going to tell them this. You're not going to be in our top eight rotation either. So at what point do you just take your all-star credentials, wait to go to Springfield and move on, or do you become sort of like Robert Parrish playing for the Bulls and the guy's just on the end of benches after great careers? I think it could be over for him unless he says, you know what, I'll be a ninth man somewhere. I'll play one out of every three games. I'll have a few more moments at the end of my career.
I don't understand why he doesn't understand that. Like, Wade came back to the Heat and understood what his role would be. And guys in that position, does he really still think he's, like, the second to LeBron in the NBA?
You know, I even for Dwayne, it was hard. And he had that very rough period, I think, in Cleveland also. And that's why they moved him. Because Cleveland went to him last February and said, you know what? We're going to go in another direction. We made these trades. You won't be in the rotation. Can we find a landing spot for you? So it sort of hit Dwayne in the face. He had his landing spot. That's the thing for Carmelo that's different. It's not like there's a nostalgia tour. Denver's not going, oh, you forced your way out of here, come back. We know the Knicks situation became toxic at the end, so it's not like he has a natural landing spot. It's not like there's a franchise in Syracuse or something like that, and his hometown Wizards have enough turmoil going on. I don't see him with a natural landing spot. I don't see nostalgia. I don't see a single place where Carmelo Anthony, I'll put it this way, guys, sells tickets anymore. I don't see putting on the marquee, come see Carmelo Anthony. It doesn't have it. If Dwayne Wade would have moved on to Houston or the Clippers, I don't think Dwayne would have sold tickets in those places either. I think that's the difference in the situations.
Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, thanks for your time today.
Thanks,
buddy.
Ira.
Looking forward to the ice storm here tomorrow. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear about Ryder's ice storms and stuff.
No.
He's riding indoors, and he's getting to watch a great sport.
Correct. Hey, and a good seat, too.
And great seats.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they got real good seats.
Don't forget
seats.
About that.
Thank
media
you.
Food.
Thank you. Yeah.